Great Cops is filmed on location with the cost-conscious men and women of law enforcement.
I'm in pursuit of a stolen vehicle, or at least I would be, but I have to make this tank of gas last till Friday.
10-4, maintain your position, and maybe the suspect will drive back your way and park nearby. Over.
They're the thin blue line when city budgets are in the red on the next Cut Rate Cops.
All available units, we have a 1071 in progress. Repeat, a 1071.
Sorry, dispatch, we can't afford to respond to anything higher than a 213, over.
They're taking a bite out of crime as the economy takes a bite out of their operating budget on the next Cut Rate Cops.
Yeah, a guy wants to rent my uniform for his Village People tribute band. How much should I charge? Over.
Yeah, so who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? You're going to call Chris Cooper? Councilman Chris Cooper, man, he's a winner. Anyway, good morning, America. This is your friend Benz. It is exactly 7:30 a.m. here on this beautiful Thursday here in Port St. Lousy. You know, and I want to take a couple of minutes before we go into our little fun that we normally have. I want to talk a little bit about our local government. You know, we have this this candidate, Chris Cooper, who happens to be a council member, you know, and he's a pretty good guy. He's not a bad guy. He's not a bad person, you know. But I disagree with him on this merger thing. You know, he wants to merge the Port St. Lucie Police Department with the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. Huh. Yeah, I don't know if that's such a great idea now, Mr. Cooper. You know, you need to do your homework, man. I think your ego is getting to you. I know you're a wannabe mayor and you're running for mayor, and I want to wish you a lot of luck. But, you know, I don't know. There you go, folks. You know, City Councilman Chris Cooper, right? He's already telling you how he plans to run the city of Port St. Lucie if elected mayor. He plans to explore the possibility of merging the police department with the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. Like, the sheriff's office doesn't have his own budgetary problems at the present time. Like cutting back on school resource officers, just to name one. Mr. Cooper thinks that shifting city problems to other government agencies will save taxpayer money. Let me remind you, Mr. Cooper, the sheriff's office budget is taxpayer money. It's typical of politicians like yourself to sweeten your run for mayor, to promise the voters, I'm going to save you money, rather than coming up with real solutions to the real problems we're facing here in Port St. Lousie. I mean, Cooper's one-size-fits-all police department mentality should tell you something about his ego, man. Here's a few questions for you, Mr. Cooper, to ponder on while exploring the possibility of such merger. So let me see. Who will be the budget authority should the merger come to be a reality? The city council, or the county commissioners, or the elected sheriff? Who will have control? The city council? County commissioners? Let me see again. Elected sheriff. How are the costs to be allocated for contract of service? What functions, even if not entirely critical and necessary to the functioning of the community, should be provided in order to project a certain desired image, you know, to the residents and businesses and taxpayers of the city of Port St. Lucie? What core services are needed by the community in order for it to function, you know, properly and effectively? What level of service for both core and ancillary functions is needed by the community? What specialized services are actually needed by the community? And who will deal with the authority issues like hiring, promoting, and discipline of the officers on the police department? I know. The elected sheriff. That's a lot of power, man, given to an elected official. So I don't think this merger is such a great idea, Mr. Cooper. And finally, Mr. Cooper, I mean, what is the community willing to pay for its police services? I mean, all you got to do is ask us citizens, you know. I'll take the liberty of answering this one for you, Mr. Cooper. If you want to save taxpayer dollars, maybe you can explore ways to cut out the tax dollars that is presently going to the St. Lucie Sheriff's Office. Then take those tax dollars and build the best police department any city in the nation can come to envy. I mean, you don't have to be elected mayor to explore that. I mean, you are a council member, aren't you? Anyway, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about Obama's stimulus package that he's kicking around the last couple of days or so, and a couple other little things that are on my mind. So don't go nowhere. And who you going to call? Yeah.
I'm responding to a suspected burglary in progress. Sir, are you the homeowner?
Yeah, hurry. The crooks are still inside.
Okay, but first we gotta talk about fees. I get $50 just for showing up, plus a removing gun from holster fee of $35.
What?
Crime doesn't pay, so the victims will have to on the next Cut Rate Cops.
Normally, if